Hey everyone, you're listening to the Floodgates Podcast. My name is Joey Brake.
And I'm Ken Brake.
And we have a special episode for you today. Today we wanted to actually share this moment that we had at our culture night earlier this year.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to pour into our team, but it was such a powerful word. We thought it'd be very beneficial for you to not only receive and hear yourself, but share it with somebody.
Yeah, we hope it encourages you. Lean into this moment. And also share it, whatever sticks out to you. Share the clips, share any thoughts, and let's continue to live by faith, be known by love, and be a beacon of hope. Welcome to Culture Night, everybody. Tonight is so special. I remember the first Culture Night we did at the end of last year, and we just thought it was a unique space where we can cultivate unity, that we could cast vision, that we could spend time in community, and we eat before, hang after, and it's a special time that it's not on a Sunday where we have to set up and tear down, get in and get out, and worry about all of our positions and details, but really this is a space where we want to invest into you as a team, and we can create a culture, and I love Culture Night because even from the first moment, it actually made a shift in the culture. That's the point of what we do this for, that it's not just to hear information or to just necessarily take notes and not apply it, but really to listen and take things and run with it and actually change because of it and become better leaders, better servants of Jesus because of it, better followers of Jesus, better friends, sons, daughters, siblings, whatever it may be, even workers in our different fields. And I remember the first Culture Night, we said it doesn't only just ride on our pastors. Culture is not only just our pastors have to live by it. You know, it's not only the staff of Floodgates that make the culture happen, but it's really culture. It really happens by design, intentionally, when we all run with the vision, and we all live by the values. And I love what Nina's been doing ever since the first Culture Night. I can never not hear at church or at a gathering or an event, and she calls people out like that, like, hey, culture, hey, culture. And tonight we got her back. We all texted her. I love, that's real culture. It's not when it's only coming from me, only coming from Natasha and Pastor Kenton, Pastor Vivi, but when you as a team take the culture and you say, wait, that doesn't line up with who we're called to be. Wait, the way you're speaking, no, that's not our culture. The way you're thinking about it, I get it, but like, don't go there, you know, like just stop right there. No. Hey, unity starts with you, you know? We say it as a joke and the church agrees, but that's culture. That's our culture of this season. Heaven on earth, that we would be united, that we would be one as Christ is one with the Father. And so tonight, this moment, we're speaking about the DNA. This is when we get into, it's not about a new person being in the room. It's not about trying to get people to meet Jesus. This is actually really a space of formation. This is a place where we can equip you as a team, as followers of Jesus. And really, you're the heart and soul that brings the vision to life. You know, we could only do so much in our own strength. It's not impossible, but it's a lot harder. I heard a pastor say the other day, many hands make light work. And that's so true when it comes to building the church. That when there's many hands, you can even think of like when we're at teardown and everyone's helping out, we're out of there in 30 minutes. But when there's only a few, it takes a lot more time. Because why? Many hands make light work. When we all are part of the vision, we all bring it to life. When we're the heart and soul and behind the vision, we bring it to life and make it light work. And so this year, what's our vision for this year, 2025? Come on, who knows it? Chris, you're about to say it. What's the vision of the whole year? What did we label 2025? Come on, guys. Lucas? Let's go! Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if you notice, but it's everywhere. If you look on a graphic, if you hear us speaking, if you hear even the collections of talks that we've been in over the past few months, heaven on earth, culture, we got to know the vision. If we don't know the vision, we don't know what we're doing and what's the point of why we're doing what we are doing. And so heaven on earth. And what I love about the kingdom of heaven, it's like a seed. And in Matthew 13, I have a lot of scripture tonight, so make sure, open your notes, if you have your phone, your journal. I'm going to like say a lot of scriptures. I might not read all of them, but go back this week, read these scriptures, even if you want to read one a day. A lot of it is in the culture and the DNA of who we want to become in this season. And so the kingdom of God is like a seed. Matthew 13, 31 through 32. It says, he told them another parable. This is Jesus. Told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. I want to take the next few moments to talk from the thought, sowing culture. Sowing culture. Sowing culture. Tonight, a culture night. I want to talk from the thought, sowing culture. See, we as a team, as we bring heaven to earth, we're couriers, right? And how do we do that? We're planting seeds of heaven on earth. We're planting seeds of heaven on earth. In Matthew 13, 3, we're going up a few verses. It says, Jesus, he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. He was scattering the seed. Some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no root. Another seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Then if we go further down to verse 18, the disciples in that gap are really asking Jesus, why are you speaking in parables? And he explains why he's teaching in parables. And he actually goes on to explain this story. It says, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message, this is verse 18, about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil, come on, say good soil, refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. I love how this passage talks about the sower. The first thing we see in this passage in Matthew 13 is the sower. See, the sower has to sow something in order for something to grow. It doesn't say the sower just sat around and waited for something to grow. It says that the sower, the farmer, he went out to sow his seed and he scattered the seed. The farmer himself, He went to scatter the seed. So how will you know if it will grow if you don't sow? How will you know if something has the possibility to grow if you're not willing to sow the seed? See, I don't know what's on the other side of my faithfulness. I don't know where the seeds are going to land, on the soil it's going to land in. But how will I know what will grow if I don't show up, if I don't plant the seed, if I don't scatter the seed? See, when we show up on a Sunday, we don't know what the possibility of what God can do. You could show up and say, this is just another week. I might be doing screens one more time and give it meaningless purpose. Or, hey, I mean, I set the stage up so many times. Why do I have to do this week in and week out? You know, you might get comfortable and be like, how many cable runs do I have to clean up every week? But every seed that is sown has a purpose, and you never know where it's going to land. You never know the soil that your seed is going to land in. And so who's to tell you that the seed won't land on good ground and not become fruitful? Because of your faithfulness to show up and to sow the seed as a sower. That's sowing culture, that we are sowers, and that our church and our community and our team, that we would have a culture that's saying, we don't know where the seeds are going to land, but we're willing to show up and sow the seeds time and time again. And every week, every Sunday, every gathering, every meetup, every group, every conversation, every culture night, every time of moment of worship, every single opportunity, we never know if the seed is going to be fruitful. PK has been going to a First Priority with Natasha the past several months, really. It was a big process to get involved, and we've been trying to get involved in schools for the past 3 years, knocking on the door. Hey, we want to get into school. We want to love our local schools. And finally, there was a breakthrough and a moment where we were able to connect and get into the schools. And now Lucas is becoming a leader there and being a light there, sharing his story there. But because of us showing up and scattering the seed, two people from First Priority came to Future Group last week. Why? Because we said, we're going to show up and we're going to scatter the seed, and maybe it will land on good ground. Maybe through that invitation, one person might come to know Jesus. And that's the fruitfulness of the seed. But if weren't willing to go there and plant the seed, we'll never know the possibility of what God could have done. You have to sow the seed, and you won't know until you sow. You'll never know what will grow if you don't sow. And that's sowing culture. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11, it says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Underline that. You should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. I'm not going to read the rest of it, but it goes down to verse 11. Read that this week. But in the same way, I cannot kind of read it as God loves a cheerful sower. You know, like I think sometimes as a farmer, as a sower, sometimes we get disappointed by the crop. Maybe this year's harvest wasn't as good as last year's. And we as people can compare and get disappointed. We could doubt, is this even worth it? Nothing's growing. I don't see the fruit yet. But God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful sower. So let's sow generously. Because I believe if we sow generously as a team, with our time, with our talent, with our treasure, a lot of times we even confuse that. We're saying, God, I give you my time, I give you my talent. But even with our money as a team, like, are we tithing? Are we being cheerful givers? Whatever comes into my hand, 10%. Yes, God, you can have my time. I'll serve you week in and week out. God, you can have my talent because it actually just comes from you anyway. And every opportunity of my job and my money, it belongs to you anyway. You can have it all. 10%, that's easy. One day I want to be able to give beyond that. 10, 20, 30. What would it look like if you lived off 10% and gave away 90? That's generosity, not just giving. The soil. In Mark, in Matthew 13, we see the sower and we see the soil. I was reading a commentary. It says, we benefit from seeing bits of ourselves in all four soils. The wayside, sometimes we allow the word no room at all in our lives. The stony places, sometimes we have flashes of enthusiasm in receiving the word that quickly burn out. The soil among the thorns, the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches are constantly threatened to choke out God's word and our fruitfulness. And then the good ground. Say good ground. The word bears fruit in our lives. See, if we don't have sower culture, we have to have good ground. Not only in the ground that we're planting, we can't really control the ground of the people's lives where the seed will grow. But we can control the good ground that's within us, in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, in our thoughts, in our actions. If you remember on Vision Sunday, we said we're focusing on personal devotion. Why? Because we want the soil that's within us to be good ground so that the words that God speaks to us and gives us can actually be fruitful. May we not be a team that's not fruitful, but that we would be personally devoted to. That's why we started the year off with zeal, that we would pursue God like never before. Why? It's intentional. It's not just to say great things, but it's to actually build you up in your own race of faith that you could have a zeal and pursuit of God. We can't open the Bible for you and read it for you. We can point you to Jesus, but it takes some personal initiative for you to pursue God on your own and have a relationship with him and have this soil mentality that, God, my heart is going to be good ground. The words you speak are going to be fruitful. Why? Because apart from you, it means nothing anyway. May my life be good ground. The commentary went on to say, notice that the difference in each category was the soil itself. It wasn't the seed, because the seed was being scattered. He wasn't saying, oh, this seed is better right here, so I'm going to plant it in the good ground. This seed, oh, I don't really care that much about this seed, so I'm going to plant it over there with the thorns and the bushes. Oh, no, this seed. No, we like to compartmentalize the seeds and say, oh, prayer to me, that's priority, so I'm going to show up for that and plant those seeds. But step and tear down, that seed doesn't really matter, so I'm not gonna be a part of that. But I still want to be part of the team. I still want to serve in the areas I care about. But that's not healthy culture. If we're talking about culture, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. If it has to take the trash out, if I have to clean up, throw up in the kids' room, if I have to change a diaper, do I want to? Do I want to? No, but every seed matters. Every seed matters. And everyone has a part to play. So be willing to do even the things that you don't care about, that you don't want to do. Challenge yourself. The sower was the same. It was the same person scattering the seed. Didn't switch. He didn't say, tap in, you go do that area, I'll do this one, and you go do that one. No, the sower remained faithful. No matter where this seed lands, my job is just to scatter it. Hopefully, God, some of them will land on good ground and be fruitful, but just part of the job is knowing Some of them won't bear fruit. Some of them will be choked out. Some of them will be in, I love it when like people get so excited their first Sunday, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then like 3 weeks later, you're like, where did that person go? Why? Because they didn't get rooted and established enough to sustain that. And that's going to happen. It's not our responsibility to actually have to live out their faith, but it is our responsibility to scatter the seed and to encourage them. Hey, keep on showing up. Keep on. It's not just my job to text people individually, say, am I going to see you there? I hope to see you Sunday. Hey, I hope to see you at Culture Night. Hey, if no one answers in the chat, hey, I didn't hear from you. Are you going to show up? That's not the culture. The culture is all of us checking in on one in each. If you see someone missing on a Sunday, in that moment, don't even wait. Just say, hey, I'm at church. I don't see you right now. Are you good? Can I be praying for you? Yeah. Or even after the gathering, miss you tonight. Praying you have the best week ever. Yeah. Maybe something happened. Maybe we don't know, but you never know where the seed is going to land. Yeah. One of my favorite stories this past couple weeks was at Future Group, actually. You guys met someone at 365, right? And PK's been trying to get this person to come to church, and she actually opened up and connected with Natasha. And you've been talking for like 2 weeks with her consistently, week and a half, giving the seed. Hey, hope to see you Sunday. She didn't make it, but the seed was scattered. Monday or Tuesday, hey, we're doing this thing on Thursday called Coffee Club. If you want to come, 7 a.m., it's at Sorbo. Apparently she's coming, right? That's what the power is of sowing the seed. And guess what? If she doesn't show up tomorrow, it's okay. We did our part of extending an invitation. And guess what? Sunday, she might come Sunday. We never know. There's people in this room that seeds were sown years ago, and they didn't take place in fruitful ground until many years later. Chris can testify of it. Was he equally as loved back then than he is now? Yes. Was he shared the same truth and the same faith? Yes. Was he shown the same encouragement and same passion to walk along? Yes. But guess what? Some harvest takes time. Every crop is different. And we have to be willing as sowers to be okay with that and say, this is just part of the culture. I'm not going to get discouraged or frustrated or angry or upset about this. It's just part of sowing culture. Hey, I'm still going to be a faithful sower. I'm going to scatter the seed. Who knows one day? I believe for one day, the seeds that have been planted in Emma's life, they don't grow in good, fruitful soil, that we're going to see an amazing leader of the church one day. Yeah. Look at her right here. Emma has not stopped taking notes since I started talking. She's about to be 10 years old. Imagine when she's 15, 18, 20, 50. She's going to be right here holding this mic, doing the same thing, saying, this is our culture. And why? Because the seed was sown in good ground. And not because she didn't do anything with it, but she applied it. Say, I'm going to have sowing culture. Even in FG Kids, I'm going to be an example of how to worship. Emma came up to me on Sunday. Hey, I'm staying for a teardown. Is there anything I can help you with? 9 years old, wanting to build the church and tear down. That's our culture. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how long you've been following Jesus. It does not matter your story. We all have a purpose, and God has a plan, and we just have to say, I'm willing to be part of the culture. I'm willing to sow the seed. I'm willing to sow the seed, no matter what the response is. See, I love that the sower and the seed did not change. The only difference was the soil. So what that means to me is that we have to be united in being sowers. We have to know that we are united in being sowers and we're planting the same seeds. That's healthy culture. My seeds shouldn't look different than Lucas's seeds. My seeds should not look different than our pastor's seeds. Yes, we have different roles. We have different responsibilities. But our seeds are the same. See, my prayer is that the seed we sow will land on good ground. I pray that the seeds, I mean, I work so hard to truly serve God with all my life. Is it sacrificial? Yes. Is it hard? All the time. Is it exhausting? 100%. But is it worth it? Nothing will ever compare. Nothing will ever compare to seeing when the seed lands on good ground. So my prayer is as a sower, God, I don't know where this seed is going to land. But Lord, I pray, please, God, let this land on good ground. That the seeds we're sowing when we're speaking and when we're having conversations and we're doing events and whatever it is we do, whatever, Lord, whatever we put any ounce of energy, finances, service to, time and focus and passion into, God, please, let it land on good ground. Let the people that hear the truth actually take it. And that it wouldn't just be a sprint, but it would be a marathon that they would give their lives to you and follow you every day of their life. And the third thing in Matthew we see is the seed. The sower, the soil, and the seed. What are you scattering? What's the seed? Are we scattering seeds of laziness? Are we scattering seeds of comfortability? Are we scattering seeds of bitterness? Are we scattering seeds of love, of generosity, of inviting, of giving, of serving? Seeds of heaven on this earth, by the way we live our lives, by the way we prioritize our lives, by the way we serve, by the way we speak, by the way we think. Our lives are a reflection of the seed we're sowing. Galatians 6, verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." I love those last few verses. 6:7-10, Galatians. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." We have an opportunity to be a church, like a city on a hill. The church is the hope of the world, an example of who and what God does. And I truly believe that this is our opportunity, that we could have a sowing culture, planting a seed and knowing that we will reap one day what we sow. I believe the seeds we're sowing today are the harvest we reap in the future. So today, what we sow in excellence, guess what? Even when we don't have all the equipment we need, when we don't have the brand new stage, when we don't have every single position filled and all of us are juggling things around and saying, I don't know how, and our PCOs are stacked, guess what? What we sow, we're going to reap in excellence, in generosity, in honor. Those are our values right there. Let's start with that. Let's sow our values into our church, into our city, into our workplaces, into our families. And one day we'll reap those. This is our opportunity. And it says, if we do not give up, imagine if the farmer gave up scattering the seed. There would be no harvest for people. See, back then, the farmers were vital. Why? Because they provided food. Real food. They took time, a lot of time of their life, so they could grow a crop, so it could feed people. This was like their way of living. Imagine if he didn't show up and say, this takes too much time. I'm exhausted. This is too much work. I'm done waiting and I give up. There's no harvest to be seen if the sower doesn't show up. And as sowing culture, as a church that are sowers, as a team that are sowers, we can't give up. No matter the hard days, no matter the easy way out, no matter the just settling, or maybe I can escape because no one else is noticing me. We may not notice, but we feel it in the moment. You can feel when we're not all there. And you know. So what are the seeds we're going to sow? I love this message because it lines up so perfectly with our vision for the year, heaven on earth. The seeds we're going to sow, we already heard it on Vision Sunday. Personal devotion, spiritual formation, commitment to community, and global influence. Those are the seeds. Anything that's not of that, we don't need to focus on, because that's what God has called us to do in this season, to reap a harvest that is to come. Personal devotion, spiritual formation, committed to community, and global influence. Those are the seeds. And how do we do that? This is how we do it. Pray. Personally, pray. Pray for our pastors. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your team. Pray for our church. Pray for our city. Pray for our world. Pray for the lost. Pray for a building. Pray for provision. Pray for partners. Pray, 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 pray. What would it look like if we were a church that prayed in unity? That's why we take 21 days at the beginning of the year, 21 days halfway through the year. Why? Because we are a church that prays together. It's not just a church made up of pastors that pray or leaders that pray, but a church that prays in unity. Pray for our church. Gather. Gather. That's how we sow these seeds. Invite. Give. And serve. We've been saying, I don't know if you've heard it, but we've said it so many times. This is the way we are going to sow. Heaven into earth. We're going to pray. We're going to gather. We're going to invite. We're going to give. And we're going to serve. And each and every week, we're going to gather. We're going to invite. We're going to give. We're going to pray. We're going to serve. We're going to pray. We're going to invite. We're going to give. We're going to serve. We're going to gather. We're going to give. We're going to serve. We're going to invite. We're going to pray. Time and time and time, and scatter the seeds of the prayers and of the gathering and of the inviting and of the serving and of the giving. And you never know where it's going to land. and when it's going to bear fruit. So keep on sowing. We sow and God grows. We sow, that's our job. God's job is to grow it. God's job is to grow. It's not our job. It's not my job to grow the church. It's not PK's job to grow the church. God is the only one who could grow the church. All we can do is scatter seeds. We can plant, we can water, but God ultimately is the one that grows it. So be a sower. Scatter the seed and pray for the soil. And I believe tonight we have an opportunity to do just that. That as we invite heaven onto earth, that God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in our city, in our families, in our community, in our church, in our people, in our lives, in our jobs, in our schools. Lord, we pray for the soil that the seeds are going to land on. The people, the places that it will go, the futures that will be rewritten, the people that are going to find themselves in eternity because we decided to show up and plant the seed. That's sowing culture. That's our culture. That's our culture. Are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to sow and to show up and never give up planting the seed? Because who knows? If you think back right now, there's probably people in your life that have planted seeds long ago that today those seeds somehow ended up on good ground and they blossomed into something beautiful and a display of who God is and what God does. Let's be those people to others, to people you've never met before. To people in your school. Lucas, I believe that God is going to use you in a mighty way in your voice in your school. It's not by accident God gives authority and influence to people so quickly. And so, what would God help me scatter the seed? Help me invite and gather and give and serve and pray. One day, that there would be a revival in Wiregrass High School, in the gymnasium, on the football field. And heaven came to earth right there. Because you said yes. Because PK said yes. Because Natasha said yes. Because we as a church said yes. In our workplaces, we bring heaven to earth. On our Sunday gatherings, we bring heaven to earth and create a space unlike any other place because that's where the presence of God is. Within us, on display, outwardly, as we worship and as we gather united as one, he is on display. Those are seeds. When we go to eat at restaurants, I always look for opportunities. Lord, how can I plant a seed right here, right now? Maybe it's just saying, how's your day going to the cash register person? Maybe it's your server at a restaurant. Is there any way I could pray for you? I'm about to pray for my meal. Is there any way I could pray for you? Sometimes be like, I'm good. All right, great. But guess what? That person will remember. One day I was at work. This random person asked me if I could pray. I wish I would have told them what I actually was going through. We don't know. We don't know where the seed is going to go. We don't know how the seed is going to grow, but we know we can live knowing that we played our part in sowing the seed. So let's take the next few moments and to pray together. I want to pray for good ground, for fruitful soil, that the effort we put in wouldn't be in vain, but God would somehow grow beautiful, bearing good fruit. In our lives, in our families, in our jobs, in our community, in our city, in our world, in our church. Why? Because we're personally devoted. We're spiritually formed. We're committed to community. And we said, yes, we have global influence. Let's pray for those kind of opportunities, that we have an opportunity to do good in this world and that we would not give up as a team, as a church, and as people of God. Let's pray. God, thank you so much. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the vision that you've given us directly from heaven. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that in due time it will reap its harvest. But right now, in the waiting, Lord, we say yes to show up, to scatter the seeds. I pray, Lord, for any ounce of disappointment, discouragement, any roots of frustration or any ounce of desire to give up, I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us to be sowers. Lord, that you would develop us to have perseverance and to keep on showing up and time and time again, scattering the seeds that we would love, Lord, that we would serve, that we would pray, that we would gather, that we would invite, that we would give, that we would serve. Pray, Lord, that you give us the discipline, the desire, Lord, to be personally devoted to you, to your will, to your way, to your word, God. I pray, Lord, that you would form us spiritually to run this race of faith, God. Not just for right now, not just for the months to come, not for something that will fade out, but Lord, for the long haul, for when we're 70, for when we're 80, Lord, that we would still be making an impact in this world, that we would still be making a dent so that more and more people would be able to know you, Jesus, and spend eternity with you, God. That you would change their lives right here and now. I pray, Lord, that you would sustain us, that you would, Lord, help us be committed to our community as a church, as a body, that we would be one and united, and that we would show up and play our part of the body that you designed us to play, God. That we'd be committed, that even on the moments and days we're tired and exhausted, that we would still show up. I pray, God, that we would have global influence and impact, that from right here, from this room, from our lives, from our church, that we would see many impacted in Cuba, in Paraguay, in Missouri, God, in Tanzania, Africa, because we were willing to sow seeds of faith, of generosity, even here in Wesley Chapel. And Lord, all the other places you've called us to go and serve and love and be a light in this world, whether it be physically, financially, whatever it is, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would open doors, that we could be a light in this world, even through the podcast and our online streaming. And Lord, I just pray that you would be able to bridge the gap so people could come to know you, that random people all around the world would be able to find you just because we were saying we don't want to just stay limited to the four walls that we're in. But Lord, that this message, that this hope, that this faith, that the thing that you've called us, the people you've called us to be, would go beyond the four walls and into our city, in our nation, in our world, in our lives, and anywhere beyond where we can even go physically right now in this moment. I pray, God, that we would be sowers, that we would show up. And Lord, as we sow, Lord, I pray that your hand would be upon it and you would grow it. That you would take the seeds of good ground and bear good fruit, God. We pray, Lord, that we would do nothing apart from you, but live according to the way that you've called us to be, for who you created us to be, the unique vision, the unique communication, the unique care, the unique community that we have, God. That from this place, many would come to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. That's sowing culture. Sowing culture. I believe that this is an on-time word for this season. What would it look like if we had sowing culture? Imagine the harvest we're going to see when we're all planting seeds.